School bus drivers in Seattle are still on strike. That's put their employer, First Student, under close scrutiny. The company was the only one that submitted a bid to provide bus service in the district, leaving Seattle Public Schools with little choice. But as 88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross explains, the district is taking steps to expand its options in the future.
Land in the Seattle area is expensive these days. If you have a school bus fleet, you need to have space for parking. Seattle School Board President Leslie Harris says because it's hard to find land, other potential bus providers didn't bid on the contract. The school board last month approved moving ahead with a possible $4 million purchase of 18 acres of land near Renton. Harris says district staff identified the property
to be able to lease to a bus company in the future so that we have more alternatives.
The board approved the contract with First Student last year after trying to attract more companies to bid. The contract runs for 3 years. First Student is the largest school bus transportation provider in the U.S. and is owned by a British bus and rail company that also owns Greyhound. Drivers for First Student have gone on strike in other places recently, including in Southern California and Montreal. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.